Katy Country 94 weather.
Hustler Turf commercial mowers are built tough to work hard. Whether you need a fleet of mowers or are a one-man show, you don't have time for downtime. Hustler mowers are over-engineered, overbuilt, and tested well beyond what is required. With the most complete lineup in the industry, including exclusives like the 104-inch Super 104 and 88-inch stand-on and industrial-leading warranties, Hustler mowers are ready to handle whatever you throw at them. Build your fleet to be reliable and versatile with Hustler Turf. Find your next Hustler mower at Jewel Implement, 105 South Custer, Jewel, Kansas.
Kintu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Kintu Auto Repair today at 785-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Kintu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Daytime high is approaching 87. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Tonight, lows around 63. Partly cloudy. High of 89 tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 79.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Thousands of vehicles will travel the Kansas roadways during the Labor Day weekend. Many families will head out on one last trip or getaway as the school year begins. Save Kids Kansas, sponsored in part by the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, State Farm, and the Kansas Department of Transportation, wants to encourage families to buckle up and drive safely to protect their most valuable asset, their families. This year, from August 25th through September 10th, a safety belt awareness campaign called Bucks for Buckles is being held in 39 cities across Kansas. Local volunteers distribute dollar bills to drivers with all occupants buckled up securely in their vehicle. Those riding unrestrained will receive educational materials about the effectiveness of seatbelts and child safety seats in saving lives and reducing injuries. No one can predict when they will be involved in a motor vehicle crash, yet almost all of us will be involved in an automobile crash in our lifetime. In 2021, 424 people lost their lives on Kansas roadways, and 54% of those were unbuckled, said Sherry Sage, state director for Safe Kids Kansas. The single most effective means of protecting the lives of you and your passengers is wearing seatbelts and using appropriate child restraints every time you ride in the vehicle, even short distances. Seatbelts are the single most effective device you can use to save your life during a vehicle crash. They also reduce your chances of serious injury by as much as 50%. It's simple, so take your life into your own hands and buckle up. For more information about safety belts or child safety seat use, call 296-1223 or visit safekidskansas.org. Couple of job openings pass along to you today. Agmark LLC is accepting applications for a customer service grain accounting position in their Beloit office. The full-time position is focused on providing quality service to their customers through answering phones, greeting customers, and processing grain purchase payments, all while being professional, friendly, and ensuring customer satisfaction. This position also maintains a variety of reports and files and assists in various other administrative office duties. A successful candidate should have customer relations skills and enjoy people, organizational skills and attention to detail, excellent communication skills, proficient computer skills, positive attitude, ability to work with a diverse group of people in a team setting, be flexible and adaptable, problem-solving skills, and a minimum of 2 years office experience and or post-high school education. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more, and they're an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until position is filled. To apply, please contact Julie at 738-0763 or email julie.harrison@cvacoop.com, or you can send your resume to Agmark LLC, PO Box 568, Beloit, Kansas. You can start a new career as an employee owner. Osborne Industries in Osborne is now hiring in all production areas, including molding and machine operators, finishing and assembly operators, maintenance, and more. Osborne Industries is 100% employee-owned, providing a one-of-a-kind wealth-building opportunity for employee owners to earn company stock at no cost. Other fantastic benefits include new starting wages, six-week review and raise, single and family health insurance, attendance and profit-sharing bonus programs, and more. View complete job descriptions and apply online at osborne-ind.com/careers or apply in person at 120 North Industrial Avenue and join Osborne's growing group of employee owners. Osborne Industries is an equal opportunity employer. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes, 6th and Independence in Beloit, and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Bramden Augustine Memorial Ride and Poker Run will be this Saturday, September 2nd at the Glen Elder Square. Registration 8:30 in the morning. First bike and car out at 9 a.m. $25 for three hands, $10 for one hand. Any questions, call 545-5918. 2023 Glen Elder Tractor Cruise will be this Saturday, September 2nd. And the 16th Annual Glen Elder Lions Club at Tractor Cruise in memory of Dan Geist and Calvin Bonert. This year, they'll meet at the Hopewell Church at the Glendale State Park at 9 a.m., registration at 8 a.m. Be unloaded and ready for drivers meeting at 8:45. They'll travel to the Downs Roadside Park for lunch, catered by Outlaw Barbecue. The entry fee is $25 and will include lunch, thanks to a donation from the Dan Geist Memorial. On their way back, they'll visit the sod and stubble house along Highway 24. The trip will be approximately 40 miles. All tractors will need a slow-moving placard and maintain at least a 10-mile-per-hour speed. And this year's tractor drive proceeds will go to the Glen Elder Lions Club Scholarship Fund. For more info, contact Jim at 545-7082 or 545-3614. And Beloit High School is having their homecoming coming up on Friday, September the 1st. And today is Jersey Day. Tomorrow, the theme, anything but a car slash backpack day, no tractors. Wednesday, fake an injury day. Thursday, teacher-student swap day. Friday is Trojan Pride Day, wear your black and orange. 2023 Beloit High School fall homecoming candidates are Miley Brown, Marley File, Ashlyn Knight, Peyton Remus, Allison Schroeder, Bryce Beisner, Quinn Eilert, Noah Gershner, Brody Schroeder, and Maddox Waters. And schedule for the events, parade begins on Friday at 2:30, and then the Community Assembly Pep Rally at 3, crowning a homecoming royalty at 6:30 at Trojan Stadium before the game that starts at 7 between Beloit and Ellsworth. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com, and don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Oladokun wants to throw. Now scramble to the near side. Pumps, throws it late. It is caught! Touchdown! Kansas City, Matt Bushman! And the Chiefs can take the lead with the PAT. The game tied at 29.
The Chiefs were able to take the lead on that touchdown and ended up with a victory in their final preseason game, 33-32 over the Browns. We'll have more on the game coming up in this sportscast. Also look at local sports, some results from the weekend. Some other notes for today. College football began over the weekend. The Kansas City Royals continuing on. A former K-State baseball player with his Major League debut. A Little League World Series champion crowned. And some action in NASCAR. It's all coming up in the sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. High school volleyball from over the weekend. Beloit getting their season started with a third-place finish at the Hayes tournament Saturday. They went 2-1 in pool play, beating Solana South and Colby in 2. They lost to Olathe West in 2. In the semis, they lost to Mays South in 3, but in the third-place match, beat Hayes 25-20 and 25-21. All-tournament team from Beloit, Miley Brown. She hit 1,000 career kills, had 54 total on the weekend. Now 1,027 overall. Addison Buntke also all-tournament and had 57 kills for the Lady Trojans, who start their season at 3-2. Also Friday at Osborne, Osborne beat Lincoln in 3, St. John's Tipton over Lincoln in 2, St. John's Tipton beat Osborne in 2 to start 2-0, and Thunder Ridge started 1-1 at Natoma on Friday. They beat Natoma in 2, lost to Stockton in 2, but Stockton beat Natoma in 2 in their first matches as members of the Northern Plains League. You can find full scores from the weekend at ncksports.com. You can also find full results from the Trigo Girls Tennis Tournament. Phillipsburg took the meet with 27 points. Osborne was second with 20. In number 1 doubles, Gracie Reiner and Levy Reiner went 3-0 and finished in first place. Number 2 doubles, Annie Kendig and Cheyenne Noll 2-1 in second, and number 2 singles Claire Mick finished 2-1 and finished second place as well. High school sports action tonight. Osborne Fall Sports kickoff, as there'll be a meal at 6 o'clock. Coach and team introductions at 6:30. All fall sports athletes will be recognized, and that'll be the case over in Downs tonight as well at the Lakeside Fall Sports kickoff at 6 o'clock. Well, as heard at the beginning of this sportscast, the Kansas City Chiefs finished out their preseason on Saturday with a 33-32 win over the Browns at Arrowhead Stadium. Cleveland jumped out to a 22-3 lead, which included a pick six from former Chief Juan Thornhill, but the Chiefs swapped back. They trailed 29-16 at halftime. They were able to take the 30-29 lead on the touchdown heard earlier, and a couple of field goals, one by each team, put the Chiefs up by one, and Cade York of the Browns missed the final attempt as the Chiefs got the win. Most of the game was played by players from the second to fourth string. Chiefs coach Andy Reid assessed the final performance.
I appreciated the fight that the guys had throughout the game. It was great to get the twos and threes of work they did. Again, this helps Brett. And the final evaluation, it helps the guys, the ones that don't make the team, have an opportunity to hook on somewhere else with the tape that they put out there. So all in all, it's good to have it finished up. Good that we're relatively healthy and we move on.
For more on the game, visit Chiefs.com. The Chiefs will now need to have their active roster trimmed to 53 players by 3 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon. They open their regular season against the Lions on Thursday, September 7th. In college football, KU and K-State will open this weekend. KU Friday night, K-State Saturday, both at their respective home stadiums. College football underway. Some week zero games Saturday in the top 25. Number 13, Notre Dame, rolled to a 42-3 win over Navy in Ireland, while number 6, USC, opened with a 56-28 win over San Jose State.
Into right field, and that's well hit, and that is gone. And Velasquez has a two-run home run to make it a one-run game.
That homer came in the eighth inning to cut the Mariners' lead to 3-2, but that would be as close as the Royals would get. They were swept in a three-game weekend series in Seattle, dropping to 41-91 on the season. They now make their way back home to start a three-game series with the 58-73 Pirates at 7:10 tonight.
Swing and a miss. That change again. It's his bread and butter pitch. It's been his bread and butter pitch since he was at Kansas State. You can see why.
That was the first career strikeout for former Wildcat Jordan Wicks as he fanned eight more and gave up just one run on two hits in five innings, picking up the win in his Major League debut Saturday night against the Pirates. Wicks joins the Cubs as they're making a push for the playoffs in the National League. You can read more about his debut at Cubs.com. A dream moment for every Little Leaguer as California picked up the 6-5 win over Curacao in the Little League World Series Championship Sunday. The squad from El Segundo led 5-1 after four, but Curacao scored four in the fifth to tie. Lappy's walk-off marked the fifth straight win for the U.S. representative in the Little League World Series final. Finally, in sports, the NASCAR Cup Series playoff field is set. The final race of the regular season in Daytona Saturday night, Ryan Preece was in a very violent wreck, flipping his number 41 car 10 times in one of the final laps. He did walk away on his own power. He was released from the hospital Sunday after observation. Chris Buescher won the race in less than 10th of a second over Brad Keselowski. Heading into the playoffs, William Byron and Martin Truex Jr. lead the field of 16 drivers. You can find more at our partner, MRN.com. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.